listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood. This is your host for the most, Nikki Kawula. We're going to jump right into this special edition and special interview. We have an international sensation, singer-songwriter, Ernest Mir. How are you, Ernest?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good. How are you? I hope you are good. Yeah.
You know, we briefly met when my family was on vacation in Italy, and I heard your music. Yeah. And it was so great, man. I really wanted to just, I wish I had a guitar, but I was like, I'm going to make a connection with them and then we'll get them on my radio show. I had this whole plan. Tell me where you went, like, tell me how you started to fall in love with music.
Yeah, that was, but first of all, let me thank you so much for this opportunity you gave me.
Of course.
Thank you very much. Yeah. But my music career was like when I was a child, like as let me say 8 years old.
Yes.
So I started getting interest into the music life, like blues, because I remember every Friday night my dad used to call every family together to listen to the music, to listen to blues music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what would he play? What would he play? Records? CDs?
No. My dad loves music. He just listens to music, to radio, which is my dad. Listen to the radio, say, okay, let's go together. But actually, 2019 is when I started my music career.
Wow.
Before COVID, a year before COVID.
That's crazy.
So when did you start
playing guitar?
Okay, my guitar was started developing after COVID, which is 2001.
Wow. Okay. All right.
2001, which is after COVID, because I learned my guitar during COVID, during lockdown.
Wow.
Because I went a lot to play the guitar. Because I play organ.
Right.
I play organ. So during COVID, because I'm always afraid of guitar. I was always afraid of guitar before. Because of the spring. I thought that it might cut my hand. I was always afraid. I thought that the spring, because the spring of guitar is tan, you know?
Right.
So I got thinking that it might cut off my hand, you know. Because it slides my hand. So during COVID, there was lockdown in Italy. Nobody's going out. I said, no, let me use this hour to pick guitar. And I bought a guitar of $100, electric guitar. So I started learning the chords and the solo. So after the COVID, when everywhere was open, I picked up the guitar and I started playing guitar. That's how.
What did you start with? Did you start with blues? Did you start with rock? What did you start playing first?
Oh, I started with blues.
Yes,
blues. Yeah. The first key for me was the blues.
Who was the influence? Who was the person that you?
Yeah, was that B.B. King was my influence.
Oh, he's B.B. King. My favorite. He's my favorite.
Yeah,
I met B.B. King.
Wow.
I met King in 2003 and he gave me a guitar pick. I never use it. It's hanging on my wall. Hold on, I'll show it to you. Hold on a second.
Great. What a great memory.
You see this?
Oh my God. You make a good design for that.
Isn't that awesome? And I got this from Ziggy Marley. Ziggy Marley, and I got this from BB King.
Oh my God, that's a good memory.
Well, yeah, BB King. That's a good memory. BB King's one of my favorites. And I also love Albert King. And I also love Freddie King. All the Kings.
Yeah. I love Freddie King. I love Bud King. I love all the Kings. And I love Jimmy Hendrix.
Yes. Jimmy Hendrix. Do you listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah. Oh my God. Stevie Ray is, they're all good. They're all good in their own way. You know, they're all unique. They have their own line of play. Stevie Ray, they have the lick. They have different lick. Yes. Different lick. Yes. They have their own tone.
Yes.
They have their own tone, which is, I love to listen to all the blues player.
Well, you know
even Albert Collins. I love Albert Collins.
I love Albert Collins. I love Albert Collins. I've covered one of his songs, and he's one of my favorites. He's a great guitarist. Great
music. Yeah, guitarist. they're all good. They're all good in their unique way. I love that.
And I love that you live in Italy and you love the blues, because that you wouldn't think is that common, because there's so much classical music and jazz. I think those are bigger influences there. So
yeah.
Do you find that people in Italy also love the blues in the same way? Are you getting a good response, or do you see a lot of blues artists come through Italy?
Yeah, but actually, there's not a lot of blues people there. But you know, there are not a lot of not like America. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Because blues in Italy it's the famous. No, they have their own way of music. They have their own type of music that they play. They listen to. But I get it on. Because of blues, it's like a general message.
Yes.
Whether you're an Italian, you're a Spaniard, you are in France. So it's like a general message. Like the music is like so unique. Like everyone loves to listen to the blues.
Right.
That's what kept me here. So everyone loves the blues. But anyway, I'm still hoping for a day which I can really move on very well with my band. Something like that. That's my dream.
Yeah, you know what's cool is when I saw your playing, I was like, man, this guy is great. Like, I just love his music. But, you know, I was on a family vacation, and I'm like, all right, don't be about work on a family vacation. Be about the family and be about vacation. But then I saw you had your Instagram, and I was like, I'm going to take a picture of his Instagram, and I want to send you a message.
Thank you.
We become friends that way. Let's play. I want to play one of your songs first. What do you want to play first? Which song?
Yeah. Anyone think to play first? We have, because I have Feel So Good. Feel So Good. Feel So Good.
Feel So Good. We're going to play Feel So Good first. Here's Feel So Good. Here.
Yeah. You go.
Feel so good. You're with my baby. Never stop me. Feel so good. Feel so good. Oh, feel so good. With my baby. Oh, feel so good. Never stop.
Sounds so good. What a great tune, man. When did you write this?
Yeah, of course. That was last year.
Well, feels so good. Feels so good.
Yeah, feels so good. I wrote this song last year. So I feel so good.
I mean, it's really a good feeling yeah. song, and it's so simple.
Yeah.
Also,
it's so simple. Just like you know, so simple, like Jackie dancing. I feel like you know.
I'm sure people are moving when they hear the song because it's just That's amazing. So what was the good feeling that inspired the song?
Yeah, it was, you know, every blues man always have a problem of break and heartbreak.
Yeah.
This suffering pain. You know that? Suffering pain. Because you try to help, you try to please somebody. At the end of the day, you got hurt, but you got to be strong and tell the person, no, I feel so good now.
Yeah.
I feel so good with you. I feel so good. No problem. I move on. So something like that. So feel so good was it's about my girl, my love. Woman that I really love to stay with. Yeah. Anytime I'm with her, I really feel good. Like, oh my God, I really love this particular girl in my life. So I say, okay, let me write a song with it. I feel so good. That's when I just get to the studio and I started recording it.
That's awesome. I love it. It's like it's got that old school like Thrill Is Gone kind of vibe. It's really cool.
Try to remember people about the past life.
Right.
Someone else can bring it into the present, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you watch this our time of music right now, people don't like to bring out old memory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everything right now is all music we are hearing right now is stuck.
Right.
It's stuck. We are not trying to bring out something Obi Mori, because old music is sound better. If you know this, they have about feelings, you know.
Yep.
They have about feelings that we doing. We are doing the one this what we are doing right now. Because the old feeling, old music have feelings. But yeah. I try to look back. I look back. I say no. Let me put it into a present. With my present situation. That's how I get the sound.
I love it. And are you playing a Les Paul? I saw the picture of the Les Paul. What guitar do you play on the song?
Okay. My guitar player on the song was the guitar player, because that sound you have, I have two guitar to play there. One Les Paul with one Stratocaster.
Okay.
American made.
Yeah, yeah.
Stratocaster. So Stratocaster with one Les Paul. I want team, but I use the caster, but it's like combination of two guitar I use there.
Yeah, it sounds not great. It sounds great. Yeah. Awesome. I love it. And I read something today you'll love. It said, blues music will never go out of fashion because it deals with the humanity of life. And I'm like,
That's it.
So, you know.
That is it. No.
It's everything. Yeah. I want to play another one of your songs. Let's play the next song. Hold on a second. I'm going to see what the name of it is. We're going to play, looks like, Smile. We're going to play Smile.
Smile, yeah, Smile.
Here's Ernest Mirror, E-Mirror with Smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are my sugar. I won't love you. For you, you are my last thought. I won't tumble. I'm here for you. Your smile, your smile, smile away for me. Your smile, your
So good, bro. So good. You got such a great voice, man. It's really awesome. So good.
Thank you, brother. So you're like, I keep it simple. I keep it simple so people can understand.
I love that. That's what makes it so good. That's what really makes it so good. It's so simple, but it's beautiful, and it's like it just has a groove. I hear a little bit of a kind of like a reggae vibe with this song. Tell me what the influence is. It's kind of like a funky soul R&B reggae tune. Tell me what the influences were for this.
Yeah, so the difference I get here is that because this is my album. It's an album I do, like, it's called Three Birds with One Stone. Yeah, like, it's like 10 sound.
Right.
But this smile I did, I don't want everything to just be only blues to the end.
Right.
Because it's my first album. I want people to still feel the other side of me, you know. So I bring a smile together. I try to, if you watch the smile, I put guitar sound. The guitar sound I pull, the solo is blues part.
Yep.
But the drum part is pop, pop in a shape.
Yep.
So with another reggae, it's just like it's a composition of different genres I put together to form that. To form that smile,
yeah,
so it will be a little bit reggae in nature. It will be reggae, little bit blues in nature, little bit pop in nature. So I just put it together and let's see how it flow. Let's see how it work. You know, like kind of.
Well, I mean, what's put this cool, together. Bob Marley did a lot of that too. He would do a lot of R&B. And kind of a little bit of that soul in his in the reggae.
That's what really good about Bob Marley. That's what I love about Bob, because he does not really play only put everything only on reggae. But he had to be just space it and put some R&B
right
on it, and which is people will love that. So the same thing I did here to put up things together. To see that, you know, just to people listening, just hear it.
Right. No, it's great. It's great. And, you know, when you're doing the production, do you come up with the lines in your head? Do you hear, or is there a producer that's helping you? Like, what's your creative process like?
What the process was hectic. Not easy.
Right.
It's kind of difficult, because actually when I was doing my recording, because I only have 2 months to record my album.
Right.
I got 2 months to get idea. What I did, I stayed in the studio for 2 good months without going out. Even to buy some things in the supermarket, I can't do that. I was studio day and night, try to put idea, try to get something, get feelings, make everything to be done.
Right.
But it's not an easy thing. So I had to invite someone from my friend from Ireland, Irishman from Ireland. So I invited him over to me. So she come and, you know, put me some idea, because I cannot do everything alone. I said, right. Come over, bro. So he just came to me. So I said, okay, let's get it done, please. I have an idea. So he just joined me. So he was kind of, hey, Miro, do this. Miro, this part. So this guy was really good technique, you know. I really move on. So after that, I now move to London. It's London, I get everything done. Wow. Go the mission. Mastering by one engineer called Michel. He's a German engineer, but he based in London. So he helped me to do the finishing work. Say, wow, let's do it this way. So like the idea was kind of okay, because for me, only me can do it. It's so difficult. It's so difficult to go to the studio and record, put bass, put guitar. It's very heavy. It's very, very heavy.
It's also like it frees you up to be creative when you have others there to help with those things too, you know?
Yeah. Only because one man can have everything.
Yeah.
One man. Because there's parable that say one man can make a country. So we make a country by collection.
Yeah, I love that. Gave me chills. Yes.
Yeah. So when I got stuck at the time. I got stuck. I don't know what to do. I had to call people. Hey, come and help me. Come and help me. I don't know what to do again because I run out of idea. You just imagine you are doing album. So I ran out of idea. No more idea anymore. Everything was like that's the end of me. I need help now. I took a phone. I call people. Please come over for me. The studio, please help me out. Help me out. Don't leave me.
Well, I mean, it sounds great. I mean, all of your songs, you really like love good melodies and good hooks. And
yeah,
you definitely know how to like express those and write those and then put it in a way that is so accessible. It just feels good right away. And I love
that. Yeah, just like simple. Style, you know? Just like simple. I love something simple, not so difficult, so that the children can really understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't make it more hard, you know. I love simple music.
How often do you play on the street? You play on the street all the time. That's what
I do busking.
Yeah. So how often do you busk? You busk every day?
I busk almost every day.
Wow, that's awesome.
I busk because I only take one day to just to rest and I relax my vocal. So the next day I pick up busking because I still have a great task ahead of me. Because busking was really keep me in music line.
Right, that's amazing.
So you see what I did here, like. Blues, pop, reggae, I can do that. Busking helped me to do that, to achieve that. So my album that I did was what make me have the idea to do all kind of music and put it together is busking. Let me give you the experience. I started busking 2019. Wow. So I busk in different city, but I busk with reggae because I was not that good in guitar because I was new with guitar. I wasn't that good, but I love to play the blues, but I couldn't play the blues because I'm new in my guitar. I cannot like flow. I was playing only reggae every time in busking. So people get bored and got tired of reggae. People get bored, say, only reggae, they got tired at the time. I said, wow, this is my end now. So people now got bored with my reggae vibe. Oh, this is my end. And like, then that forced me into the blues.
Right.
Forced me to blues. But that time I was not that good at guitar, but I was just trying to follow up with the blues because people get bored on reggae. So I had to turn on the blues. As I played it for just like 1 month, 2 months, I got my hand fixed up with the blues.
Wow. Okay,
I got it.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
So that was the reason during my busking, I put blues, reggae, pop, even jazz. So the busking helped me to develop the skill of all that.
Right, because you're always playing. Sound. You're always playing.
Yeah. That was the reason. And I formed the album, Three Bears with One Stone. Three Bears mean like one each bed is a different genre of music, but with one stone mean one album.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Let's play. I want to play your third song. Hold on a second. We're going to play. Okay. This is running. Here's E.E. Mirror, yeah, right. Ernest Mirror with running.
Running over.
This time it's right to follow me. Someone is near of you.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Tell me what the inspiration behind this song was.
Yeah. My inspiration was that, like, I'm running over. So it's about that. You already know. I'm running over of my love life. Wow. I'm running over for her. because I was really mad in love with this man girl, actually. So that was that. So I wrote this song. I'm running over for you. I'm running over for you because every man, someday, somehow, you will have a love life. And that young got old. So I was running over for the woman that I love. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I was really.
I love that. I love that love songs like are a big theme in your writing. Like it's.
Yeah.
It's not you're not writing about heartbreak, you're writing about the good things.
Yeah, the good day, heartbreak, stuff like that. So as it. So anything that can I know song when you have a song, if you watch all my songs that I wrote, they all have meaning. You can it's like a poet, you know. You can really see what I'm really talking about. You can really feel it, you know, what I'm talking about. If I'm talking about something, it's like a unique. I make the sound and I make you to understand it deeply. You understand? If you watch my son running over, I say, stronger than pain. It's that, like, sometimes it's very strong when, because when you are in love with someone, it's very strong, the feeling. So you know what I mean, you're a man.
Yeah,
it's stronger than pain. That was the reason sometimes when you got heartbreak, you divorce, something like that, you feel bad. You destroy yourself, like you are gone.
Right.
But that is not the end of that. But that's not the end of a man. You have another life to live again. Son. So everything that's sound here is like it's a message. I just drop it down. So maybe this message will be relevant for my children. They're gonna see this message that dropped down.
No, I mean, I see that. And it's like you can hear it, and you can hear your spirit in your music. I mean, you were walking by that main little square in Sicily, and I knew right away. It was like, oh, this guy's got a great spirit in his music. And we only talked for a second, you know, but I was like, this guy's got great music.
I remember you walked to me. Yes. I remember you walked to me and say, wow. So you walked to me and say, wow. But I never knew you were this great, you know? I never knew you were this great. I never knew you. This is great.
Thank you. Well, I think music is what brings us all together, and it's like what the world needs more of. And I wish I had my guitar when I was traveling, because that would have been cool. But I was trying to just be on vacation. It's hard because you know this with music, you don't get much of a vacation. You know what I mean? So when you have that time, sometimes it's you unplug and it's good to come back to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you always busk in the same part of the city?
No, no, not always, because of it's something. Because like now I'm busking now there. I'm from June. I go away. I go to this country, France.
And that's where you're originally from, aren't you?
Yeah, but not because I've been everywhere, but right now I'm in Italy.
Yeah.
So now
where is your family from? Where what's your ethnicity?
Okay, so which is my family, because we were born in Jamaica.
That's amazing. Yeah. What part of Jamaica?
From Kingston.
Wow.
So, but my originality is not Jamaican. My originality is Nigeria.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, which is my originality is Nigeria. Just like we live there for a couple, like a migrant, you know?
Yeah. That's one of the places I'm dying to go visit. I would love to visit Nigeria. That's incredible.
Yeah. So Nigeria is
my... You're from Nigeria, you grew up in Jamaica, and now you're in Italy. That's incredible.
Yeah. So I left my parents, so I came to Italy to pursue... Actually, I came to Italy to pursue my education in Italy. So because of I studied chef in Italy.
As a chef?
Yes, as a chef in Italy.
That's amazing. So I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was when I graduated from the chef school, so that when I pick up my music in Italy. So I didn't return back to my country, so I had to stay back.
Wow.
Just to when I see that people are loving my vibe in this country, so I have to stay back. So my intention is to study and return back. But when I found out that people love my music, I can see the love, I can see the good, I can get the good feeling. I said, no, let me rest here a little bit. Let me see if something can come out from here, if possible. So I got my European document. Everything was really good for me. I said, okay, let me stay a little bit and let me see let me see the end. Let me see what will come up. That was easy. You can see me. I'm busking everywhere, Italy, France, in Spain.
Yes.
I busked also in Spain, in Malaga.
That's amazing. That's in the south, isn't that in the south?
The what?
Malaga is in the south, isn't it? Isn't
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it south? Abosque Malaga was, that is, there is another feeling. Wow. Malaga. So all my pitch, all my name is already in their newspaper in Malaga, all my name. So anytime I arrive in Malaga, they post it on their website that Miro is back in Malaga. So well, like anytime.
You have to come to LA now.
Yeah, because like anytime I'd go to Sicily, you have to come out in their website to say, oh, Miro is Sicily. Miro is have come back to Sicily. So they always put me on their website, on their page. So that's that awesome.
Well, you have great music. So, of course, that doesn't surprise me. We'll have to make some music. You have to come to LA and I'll come back to Italy and we'll have to make some music.
Yeah, I really want to travel to America now. So I'm doing everything possible to move to America.
Yeah, man.
But I just want to get everything done. So because I believe that America is where I will really get the band I deserve and the accolades I deserve, because there they understand more of my music more than any other place.
Right. No, that's very true.
So I really love because America is the center. So yeah. I really get a good, because I love competition. I love competition. I love to compete with other good musicians.
Yeah.
So that make you a good musician. So, but in Italy, you hardly see people to compete with. So right. Which is still affecting me. So I need the challenges. I need to, because in Malaga, I was having a competition that make my music was really high in Malaga, because so many people playing. So I will really try to be more higher than, so that I can get a good attention. But in Italy, I could not get that feeling. You understand?
Yeah. But you have to push yourself. That's big too.
I will not give up.
Yes.
But Italy is nice. The people are really nice.
Oh yeah.
And the people in Italy are really
a beautiful place that you live in. I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing place.
Yeah, no, Europeans are really good. Everywhere, but for me, they really love me. Not only in Italy. Even in Spain, they really take me as one. They never resist me. They never give me problems. They never give me, even the cops, the police never give me problems. All my life in busking.
Wow.
Since 2019, I have never been stopped by policemen. I've never been stopped. They always allow me to play, even without a license.
Right.
When I'm playing, they just keep to me. They listen to my music. They say, oh, let her learn to play.
Well, Ernest, where can people... Where can people find your music? And you go by EE Mirror?
Yeah, EE Mirror. EE.Mirror. On my page, on Instagram, EE Mirror, Facebook, EE Mirror, and YouTube, EE Mirror. It's just the same. EE.Mirror. It's just the same name. You can find me everywhere.
Well, EE Mirror, aka Ernest, thank you for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood. And we're gonna have to have you back, okay? We want you to keep making music, keep spreading all over the place. And
thank you so much.
We'll have to jam next time. Next time we're in the same room, we're gonna jam, okay?
We'll do that.
On behalf of Sam, myself, and EE Mirror, check out EE Mirror online on Instagram. Check out his music. We'll see you guys next week. Take care, peace, and love.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Corulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.